back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Carl sliding it around behind the goal to Mazaros. Carl let it go this time. Niedermeyer is over to keep it in. Trying to get it to Boyes. That's taken out of the air, but kept in by Weber. Weber takes a shot to rebound. They score! On the rebound, pumps into the net by Tyler Ennis. You want to be a hero? Tyler Ennis is a hero. And the Buffalo Sabres win it in overtime.
He is a hero to many in Sabres history, and he authored that overtime winner in Game 5 against Philadelphia in 2011, the last Sabres playoff win. Tyler Ennis is with us here on Sabres Live. Tyler, it is great to see you, and we still know how much that goal means to you.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a long time. Yeah, it's always nice to see that clip for sure. So I've been following the Sabres a bit, and hopefully they can do that again this year.
Well, I know that if the Sabres make the playoffs this year, and look, they're battling, they're right in the middle, that goal will be replayed many, many times. So I'm sure your phone will be buzzing from people wanting to talk to you. But so tell us before we get into more hockey talk, what's going on with you? People want to know, like, what's Tyler Ennis up to? Is he have a full cabinet of Enzo sauce? Like, what's happening with you right now?
Yes, the cupboard's still stocked with Enzo sauce. But lots has happened. Since I stopped playing in the NHL, I went overseas and played a couple years in Europe. And I met my wife in Switzerland. And we got married in Switzerland. And so we're actually in France at the moment right now. But we had a baby this past year, my first son. And yeah, there it is. Nice. That was in Hawaii when I got engaged. So, yeah, got engaged, got married, had a baby, living in Europe at the moment. And, yeah, so it's been a busy, post-career.
Congratulations. That is so incredible to see it. I don't know whether it's because it's been so long since you were with the Sabres. It does feel like it's been a long time, mm-hmm. but you're not far removed, obviously, from your playing career and 700 NHL games and now this incredible life in Europe. I mean, you kind of, like you said, for now, like what's the long-term plan here? And is there a place in Europe you want to settle down in?
Well, yeah, I guess we're still figuring things out, but for me, it was funny because before I went overseas, I bought a house next to Tyler Myers in Kelowna. So my plan was to be next door neighbors with Tyler Myers forever. And then I went overseas. I played in Europe, and now we're kind of trying to figure out how we're going to divide time between Canada and Switzerland. So it's a conversation we have kind of every day. So. We'll see. I guess it's going to depend on, where I decide, working is going to be, or whatever comes next my way, I guess might determine where we live more. But at the moment, we're just kind of bouncing around.
How is your French, your Italian, and your German, being that Switzerland speaks all three, you're in France, so I figured you probably picked up a few things along the way.
C'est très bien.
I've
been taking French lessons. My wife's family speaks French. So I kind of have to learn the language because that's their main language. So I've been learning French. My German is not very good. Although when I played in Switzerland, I was playing in the German side. So all the guys spoke German, Swiss German. And Italian, I can speak zero, but I am learning French. I take lessons a couple times a week.
We had a former teammate of yours on the show yesterday, so we want to share this little bit from Josh Norris.
Okay.
We have Tyler Ennis on the show tomorrow.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah, Enzo, you played sauce with him in Ottawa. That's right.
Yeah, Enzo's the best. I really enjoyed my time with him. Great teammate.
Did he have Enzo sauce with him? Did he carry a sauce around?
No, he didn't at the time, but he was telling me stories of back in the day when he actually had like the sauce.
Yeah. Oh, they sold it in the stores.
I heard it was in like Wegmans.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy a good Halloween? Social media suggests you may have had a Halloween moment with him. Was Enzo a ghost?
Oh, yeah. We did Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Yeah, we're seeing it right now. Enzo was the one in the drape?
Yeah, and he's not crouched down either. That's actually how tall he is.
Crazy.
That's
guy,
brutal.
Eh? No, don't I love Nori. He's the best. And I'm so happy that he's back from injury. I think he had a little injury issue. But what a great guy. What a great player. I mean, he's a great pickup for Buffalo. That's for sure. Love Nori.
He was telling us after the show that he didn't think that it was planned, that somehow, like, you saw the Ghostbusters costume and you decide to be a ghost. Like, how did that all come about?
I remember. So, you know, that was towards the end of my career. It was like whatever year it was, my 13th year or something. And we had done so many Halloween costumes, like, and I love Halloween. It's so fun dressing up. But I was like, okay, how many ideas is there out there? Like, I'm just done with it. So I was like, I'm just going to put a bed sheet over my head, cut a couple eye holes, and I'm going as a ghost. Like, I just didn't want to put any time into it. And it was kind of a hit. Like, everybody loved it. And Nori is, he's lying. I am actually crouched there. That is not my my actual head.
Like that.
So the one thing we have to do, because, like, not every member of our audience knows everything about your time here in Buffalo, and we've already made two references to Enzo sauce. So I want to give the audience a full taste of Enzo sauce. Here, let's listen and watch this.
Oh, God.
This is Brutes. Brutes is right.
Wish I could add something to make this food taste better.
I think I have exactly what you guys need. Enzo sauce goes great with everything. Pizza, wings, burrito.
Thank you.
Chicken and rice.
Thanks, kitty.
Burrito. And salad. With every bite, you support charity. To find out more, visit enzosauce.com. Enzo sauce! What a cast we had.
What was in Enzo sauce?
What a cast is right.
What a cast is right. What was in there?
I can't tell you that. It's a secret. Oh. It's like chef sauce. Nobody knows. I'll make it for you. Next time in Buffalo,
active?
I'll make it for you.
Yeah, can we still buy it off the website? Is that still in good terms?
It is no longer. We are no longer making it, but maybe we can bring it back. We'll have to see. But how about what incredible acting in that commercial, though, huh?
Amazing.
Very. The way you sprinkled it on Jack's salad and you said the salad dressing, it was so good. It was spot on.
I remember that too. We had like, it was a late night the night before, and I had told the guys, I need you to come in. We got to film an Enzo sauce commercial. And everyone was like, yeah. And then the next day it was early and they're like, no, dude, we're not doing that. And I'm like, you have to. So everybody came into the dressing room, and we had no plan, obviously, no script, nothing. And we said, how do we get this done as fast as possible? And I think it turned out pretty well.
I do too, which leads me to the next question, because, again, you're in a moment in your life where you are literally planning and thinking about what's next. Is acting potentially in your future?
Acting's kind of always been plan B, and now that I have nothing, I think it's going to be my focus now. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that tape is going to get you plenty of jobs. Don't worry about it. Just send
demo
it out
reel.
To,
I love
that
it.
That demo reel is great. Now, I was in the locker room earlier and on the bench, and I was talking to George Babcock and Bobby Maury and the whole crew, right? They want to make sure that I said hi. They love it. But so I got a few stories, and you know, Keith Hayes was here earlier, and he was telling me about when you got your signing bonus check, and he said, okay. I think Enzo had the check underneath his pillow for like 3 months and didn't know what to do. So what is the story with your signing bonus check?
Well, I don't know if I kept it under my pillow, but there was a stretch of time where I didn't know exactly what to do. So I needed some help with depositing it, setting up my account and all that stuff. So I wasn't necessarily sleeping with it under my pillow, but there was a delay in getting it invested. We'll put it that way. But you have to say hi to all those guys because they're the best in the world. I love those guys. I miss those guys. They're awesome.
You are not wrong about that. We are blessed to be around them every day. And, you know, they are a fabric of this organization.
Well, you were talking about Tyler Myers. Another story they were telling me is maybe your first trip to New York City where you guys ended up buying CDs and there was nothing on that CD. What happened there?
Yeah, it's true. So me and Mizey were drafted and we were young. It's a long, long, long story. And we bumped into Glenn Anderson rollerblading in the middle of Central Park. And it was just, there's a lot of things that happened, but we drove Kevin Adams' car there because I was staying at Kevin Adams' place. He was a part of my agency at the time. This is a long time ago. He was generous enough to let us use his vehicle to drive to New York City. We take the car there. We're young. We're whatever we are, 18 years old. And we get to Central Park. It's busy. we park the car. We get out. We've probably been in New York for 4 minutes. And there's this group of people that come up and basically ask us to like check out the CD. So I grab the CD, and then the guy's like, okay, now you owe me money. And I'm like, I don't know. And then essentially I was essentially mugged in New York City 4 minutes into my, and Mizey didn't help me at all. He's like 6'7" and he's just standing back there like, good, what's going on over there? I'm like, I'm getting robbed. So it was a tough start to New York City for two young guys that have never been there. But it was a unique first experience in the Big Apple.
Incredible. And we led in, obviously, with your playoff overtime winner here. You played 700 games. You spent time, obviously, after Buffalo with Minnesota, Toronto, Ottawa twice, and the hometown of Edmonton. Is there something, a memory that you find you share most often with people that maybe don't know everything about your career? Like, you know, what are those ones that are at the top of the list that you share?
I will say that I think what I think about a lot with Buffalo is how easy it was for me to feel at home there. You know, coming from Edmonton, you know, being a young guy, I think I moved to Buffalo essentially. I was 19 when I played my first game. I've just felt at home in Buffalo. The people were great. They were kind of, they felt like my people. You know, it was an easy city to feel a part of, to root for. It was a great place to start my career and spend the majority of my career there. I have extremely fond memories of living there. And you know, George Babcock, you guys, all the staff, I really miss and cherish those relationships. And of course the Bills. I mean, we had season tickets 1 year, so we went to the Bills games as much as anyone. So I've been following you know, their past few seasons. I'm a huge Josh Allen fan. I'm excited to see how it goes in Jacksonville. But I was a Buffalonian. I truly was. And I miss it, and I loved my time there.
Did you ever score on me?
I don't know. I don't know either.
I'm like, it's not that I remember everybody that has scored on me, because the list would be too long.
You guys think about that for one more second, and I want to share one more incredible goal that Tyler scored, of the many, but another one that he scored here with Buffalo against Montreal.
The pass comes in over the line now to Ennis. Ennis trying to cut in front of the net, took the shot, rebound, he scores! Roll the highlight film! Oh, you're going to see that one time and time again. Tyler Ennis spinning around, shoveling it home at Buffalo with a 1-0 lead.
And so we are rolling the highlight film repeatedly this year, because we're just a few days away from a reunion night of the 05-06 team. And, of course, everything in the history of this franchise has RJ as the soundtrack. What do you think when you see and hear that goal?
I mean, great memories. I was a lot more flexible back then. It makes me a little stiff just watching it. But, yeah, I mean, so much fun. Again, just reminds me of my great time in Buffalo. I'm excited to bring my son there whenever we get back to North America eventually, and you know, hopefully see all you guys. But that'll be a nice reunion. The 06 team, that should be fun.
Maxim Afinagenov is coming back, and there's like guys that haven't been back in a long time. So you have to come visit for sure whenever you get some time in the future. People here in Buffalo would absolutely love it.
I will, for sure. And I got a question for you guys, since I've been away. I see the boys went on quite a run. How are we feeling? Is it optimistic in Buff? Like, what's the vibe right now?
Absolutely. Everywhere you turn right now, people are talking about the Sabres again. It's a great feeling. They've now won 11 of 12.
Yeah, and a big part of that is your former teammate Josh Norris. And so, like, when he came back, it changed the direction of the way that, you know, it is. Your lines all fit better. Everything kind of rolls better. So he's been great. But, yes, I'm with Duffer. I've been an optimist for a while, and I really look at this team right now doing something special.
Tyler, we have to fly. I will tell you quickly, I ran into a guy named Tim Dion. He's the guitarist for Wintersleep. I was at a festival a couple of years ago, and within 5 minutes of meeting him, we were talking about you. It was the most surreal concert experience I've ever been to. Enzo, congratulations on everything, life and career. We can't wait to talk to you soon. All the best, our friend.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Great to see you, and say hi to everyone back in Buff.
Tyler Ennis, as we roll on here on Sabres Live. We're back after this.